Protect your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to Score Even, weeknights 6 to 9.
Whether it was his time as coordinator for the Lions or now as head coach and play caller of the Bears, what stands out about a Ben Johnson and his offensive system?
Mm-hmm. What stands out from it? I'm not sure why I'll say what stands out about it, but I mean, they got a great offense. Like I said, they got a great record. They all seem like they're all on the same page. Quarterbacks, offense, and a coach. And just much respect to him and those guys, him getting his guys going.
You have to be worried about trick plays. You know, in Detroit, there ain't a ton of them.
Yeah. I won't say worry about it, but you definitely got to just execute your assignment and keep your eyes true. And that's how you kind of eliminate the trick plays. But you can't just go in just looking for a trick play every single possession, every single play. But just executing your assignment should take you there.
That's Denzel Ward talking about Ben Johnson's offense and how you defend it or try to defend it. Rami Makhlouf with you on Score Evenings. Hour number two, I'm with you until 9 o'clock, and we will check in with Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL insider, former NFL player. He'll be here at 8 o'clock. We're going to get into some Cubs talk later this hour, but joining me now on the Circus Sports Illinois hotline is the man who covers the Bears for the Marquee Sports Network. Download the Circus Sports app today. Pleasure to welcome in Scott Bear. Scott, how are you this evening, my man?
I am doing pretty good. It's another interesting week of a fascinating season as we get towards the home stretch. We're legitimately talking about not only playoffs, but possibly winning the NFC North. A lot of fun things going on around the Bears right now. Can they finish? That's the biggest question.
Yeah, there are a lot of questions, and obviously even with the 9 wins, health has been an issue for the Bears this year, and especially on the defensive side of things. Ben Johnson with not the most promising report on their nickel corner today in his press conference. What was the latest there?
Yeah, it's possible that Kyler Gordon will not be able to come back during this 2025 regular season. At least it's TBD right now. But Ben Johnson, who has a penchant for telling the truth that I really appreciate, also said that when he re-injured or he aggravated his groin during pregame warmups, Ben Johnson said that it, quote, did not look good. That is about as damning of a injury assessment as you can get from someone who generally doesn't offer very much in terms of injuries. Being without Kyler Gordon is a big deal. And I know how well C.J. Gardner-Johnson has played in his absence, but I think Kyler Gordon is a next-level player, someone that they obviously extended during this offseason, and he has not been around for much of this year. He keeps having soft tissue injury issues. It has been a problem, and if he, in fact, does not come back, that is a significant blow for this defense.
Yeah, he's a difference maker, Scott. I even think, and tell me what you think, but that's a different game Saturday against the Packers if Kyler Gordon is in there. When you look at some of the big plays that Jordan Love and Christian Watson were able to pop off,
100%. And that's not a knock on C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who is a career safety playing very well as a slot cornerback. But when you get matched up with the absolute raw speed of Christian Watson. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, I believe, was targeted 9 times, 8 catches allowed, including that long explosive catch and run touchdown. Those are things that kind of have to be better. But the one thing that I did find interesting in that Bears-Packers game that was so competitive, right, is you could tell that these teams are like feeling each other out. What can work for us, and then how can we counter it 13 days later? It's a fascinating matchup. It was a great game, and I would anticipate another good one, but I think unless the Bears can take care of business and beat Cleveland, the shine will come off of that Packers game, and maybe the pressure will go way up.
Yeah, I know the players and Ben Johnson aren't touting any moral victories off of that Packers game. Do you feel like there is a moral victory to take out of that Packers game as somebody who covers this football team?
Yeah, football is a real zero-sum game for me. Did you win or did you lose at this level? I honestly don't care about style points. I don't care about how close they were or whether they came back. It's did you win the game? And they didn't win that game. But the one thing that I have taken from their last two outings is that for as much of the conversation was who have they beat and can they be competitive against the NFC's elite teams, I think what we've gleaned from the Eagles and the Packers games is yes, the Bears should be respected as one of the best teams in this conference. Now, they're going to face a lot of other really good teams in this conference down the stretch, Green Bay at San Francisco, and then at home against the Lions. So they need to be competitive and come out on the right end more often than not. Kevin Byard has said it, and I think Ben Johnson has kind of alluded to it, this 11-game milestone, benchmark. If they can somehow get to that, I think they believe that they're going to be in the tournament. But I also think that if they can get to that mark, that means that they've beat some teams and now have some tiebreaker advantages. So I think it is fascinating. I do not prescribe to moral victories, but I do think after watching them play the last 8 quarters, they can compete with anybody in this conference.
Talking with Scott Baer of the Marquee Sports Network here on Score Evenings. Rami Makhlouf, your host this evening. I brought up the possibility, and you just mentioned 11 wins there, that there's going to be, in all likelihood, whether it's the Bears or the Packers or the 49ers or the Lions, somebody with 10 or 11 wins at home and watching the playoffs. Should that be the Bears? Yeah. And it likely won't be, Scott, but should that be the Bears? How do you think that will sit in Halas Hall? How do you think that will sit with that team as they go into the offseason? That's going to be a tough pill to swallow for fans, I know.
Yeah, especially if they get to that mark, and there aren't a lot of those teams playing each other down the stretch. So again, I think it's going to be interesting just to see how it all evens out. And we haven't even mentioned the other two teams in the NFC West. Seattle is a double-digit win team already, and San Francisco, despite the fact they've dealt with so many injuries on the defensive side, they're currently in that number 6 spot. And I think that the NFC is really top-heavy, and especially because the NFC South is like a weight dragging the conference down to the depths, right? Like just to have that division take up a playoff spot with maybe 9 wins has got to be frustrating just for that football purist fan that wants to see the best teams available. And it's possible that the NFC South is going to get a home game, and it's going to mean a double-digit win team gets left out. So all these things matter moving forward. Beating Cleveland matters. And I don't think it's just about getting to 11. Part of it is who you beat, right? I don't think they can get swept by Green Bay. I think they can afford that San Francisco loss, but I don't think that that's a good move. I think you want the head-to-head against San Francisco, and that's why this whole every game matters thing is very true, because this conference is so competitive. There are so many worthy teams, and eventually, you're right, you don't want to be the one when, like, when the music runs out and you don't have one of those seeds, despite the fact that you feel like you deserve it. I think Ben Johnson and this team, it's no longer about how much progress did we make. Those were fun conversations before. Now it's about closing. Now it's about finishing. Now it's about getting your spot in the tournament and seeing what happens. The season and the expectations for it have fundamentally flipped. And now we're in this key four-game stretch now. And I know I'm sounding very dramatic and I'm building towards something here, but I really do think that now this team is looking at this as an opportunity to do something special, something beyond what people outside of that building thought impossible in year one with Ben Johnson. Keep going back to this. They've gotten to this point. Why not them? Why not now?
Scott, you brought up the Packers. You brought up the 49ers. You brought up the Lions. They do have a game this Sunday against the Cleveland Browns, and I'm not saying you're overlooking the Cleveland Browns, but you can overlook the Cleveland Browns. You don't have to go out there and play. Is Ben Johnson at least a little bit cautious about this being a trap game and his team looking ahead to those three big games and obviously the biggest of them all against Green Bay next Saturday at Soldier Field? Or does he think his team is focused on what's right in front of them?
I think it really helps that the player leadership and the locker room leaders have been to the highest level. Joe Tooney, the captain, has won Super Bowls. Grady Jarrett has been to a Super Bowl. Kevin Byard has been to championship games in the past. That there are guys in that locker room who are leaders who are unlike most any homegrown Bears player, right? Outside of Cole Kmet, there is no homegrown player who has played in a playoff game. But I do think that there's enough guys around that will not let this trap game situation happen. I don't think Ben Johnson believes that it will happen. I don't believe that it will happen. I think they understand what's in front of them. And look, Cleveland's record is not very good, but Myles Garrett is pretty good. And Shedeur Sanders looked pretty good. And Jerry Jeudy is pretty good. And I think that they understand that this is a challenge. And it's a challenge whether the wind chill is at minus 20 or, you know, one plus. I think it's going to be one of those deals where unless the Bears come ready to go and play their brand of football and stop the run, I think that they understand that they can just as easily as I'm saying they can compete with anybody. They can lose to anybody, too. They haven't earned that right yet. But the one thing that I always say, and I've probably said it on your show so much that you might even recall it, but if you are a good football team and you beat up against the cellar dwellers and you go 500 against everybody else, you are going to make the playoffs. This is one of those take care of business moments. You are a favorite. You are the more talented team. Respect the opponent, but act like you're going to win. Go out there. This is one of those that if things go right and they run the ball and they assert themselves with their offensive line, you know, two scores. But again, style points don't matter. Just have more points than the other team when the clock strikes zero.
Talking with Scott Baer, who covers the Bears for the Marquee Sports Network here on Score Evenings. I asked you earlier in the interview, how different is that game on Saturday night if the Bears have Kyler Gordon back in their defensive backfield? How different is that game if Roma Dunze can play? And did Ben Johnson give any update on his status moving forward when you were out at Hallis Hall earlier today?
Yeah, it wasn't mentioned. He's dealing with a stress fracture, which is not a quick fix. And it's about what you can get and how much pain you can tolerate and how you cannot make it worse. He was limited on a participation report estimation, if I can get that right, because the Bears didn't formally practice, but they have to give their participation reports out. He was considered a limited participant in that event, which doesn't mean a whole lot, but at least that they would classify him as that means that maybe over this kind of more extended stretch without practicing, maybe his foot is getting to a point where he can go out and help this team. This team needs Rome Odunze out there, even if he's not 100%. He's just one of those tough dudes. And I think he's well respected in the league enough to draw and generate defensive attention. So it would definitely help them if he can get back for this stretch run? And I don't mean just get back for one game, but get back and stay back. How many of these key injuries that the Bears have dealt with are aggravations, right? You go back to Jalen Johnson in week two. T.J. Edwards has been dealing with a hamstring forever, basically. Kyler Gordon, that these guys are having soft tissue injuries that are recurring or getting aggravated. So it's more important to maybe play it safe and try to make sure that he's as right as humanly possible, just because you don't want him teetering on this back and forth thing with his foot. You know, I'm not a doctor, and I don't know exactly how much better he can get with rest and time and how much time it's really going to take, but no updates right now. But just the fact that he was classified as limited, I think, means something and provides at least a crack of optimism that the Bears' number one wideout can be back.
While we're on the subject of wide receivers, Scott, what do you think is going on with DJ Moore? Where is the disconnect, and why isn't he getting the type of production out of him that we expect, and that he got the contract to get the type of production out of him?
Yeah, I think I'm going to lean on Ben Johnson here and kind of what he said about DJ Moore on Monday. He was talking about DJ running good routes on tape. He was talking about him not that the ball not going his way necessarily as often as you would expect for a guy of his caliber. And I don't know if there's a disconnect between quarterback and wide receiver. I don't really buy into that. And I think that DJ Moore is such a pro that he's going to do his thing and he's going to be ready when the time comes. I was surprised at a target share for a guy like that without Rome in the lineup, 3 targets, 1 catch, -4 yards. I was talking to somebody next to me in the press box, and I said, what's the over-under for DJ Moore? 70 yards was my over-under line. I missed it by 74 somehow. So I was as surprised as anybody that he wasn't generating more targets and attention. Now, look, he's obviously probably a key point of a defensive game plan as well, but this is the time of year that you need your stars to show up. Now, he can only do half of his job, right? Run routes, be ready, be on time, be available, can't control where the ball goes. Which is why NFL wideouts get so frustrated sometimes. But I get it, and I think it's just obvious they need more out of him. And I think everybody knows that. It's scheming and just getting him into the flow can't help. But when you're good and you have a lot of good skill players like Colson Loveland and Komet and guys all over the field that need targets and are deserving of targets, sometimes it doesn't go that way. But again, if he's your number one, especially without Rome available, he's got to see the ball more.
That is Scott Baer covering the Bears for the Marquee Sports Network. MarqueeSportsNetwork.com is where you can find his work. At Scott Baer NFL across social media platforms is where you can find him as well. And my guest for the last few minutes on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com is how you can find those guys. Scott, always appreciate the time and the insight, man. Have a great night.
Thank you, man. Anytime.
And again, he joins me on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Next Friday, December 19th, join the Score at the world-famous Brat Stop in Kenosha for the return of the Brat Bowl, previewing part 2 of Chicago versus Green Bay. Raheem Harrison Grody will broadcast live from 10 to 2, followed by Spiegel and Holmes. From 2 to 6, they'll be joined by special guests, including Patrick Manley, plus hosts from The Fan, including yours truly, in Milwaukee as the shows gear up for a huge game the very next day. That's next Friday, December 19th from 10 to 6 at the Brat Stop in Kenosha. It's all brought to you by Kenosha Subaru. For all you do, Kenosha Subaru. I'm a big fan of the Brat Stop. I've been going to the Brat Stop for a long, long time. Studs, you ever been to the Brat Stop? You ever frequented that location? No.
So I've never eaten there, but I've gone through several times just to usually when I there's this place that me and my wife and some of her family will go in Wisconsin, and the Brat Stop's on the way back. So every summer, usually, we'll stop through there, and that's where I'll load up on spotted cow and whatnot and get some brats.
Yeah, you can buy some spotted cow there as well. It's the food is good. I think that's one thing that we can agree on both sides of that border: sausage and cheese. That's one thing that we can all get
together. Thumbs up.
We can all get together and celebrate sausage and cheese, and then hate each other's football teams and accuse me of being a double agent. We'll hit a quick break on the other side. How close is this Bears team? How close is this Bears team to where we all want them to be? We will talk about that right after this. It is the Score Evening Show. I am Rami Makhlouf in Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, and back right after this.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed's sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, we've heard you tell us that 11 wins is kind of what you had circled for entry into the tournament. We've heard players repeat that to us. Is that something that you guys have talked about in meetings? Is there a fine line between, okay, this is what's in front of us, versus not talk about it too much, that sort of thing?
we have goals, and we know what's out in front of us. And so it's just that awareness that every game matters. Every game matters. And that's where this week, you know, you go from an emotional rivalry game like we just played. This week is equally important. We need this win. We desperately need this win.
You're listening to Score Evenings, weeknights 6 to 9.
You heard the message there from Ben Johnson. He's not putting a win total that he'll be satisfied with on this season. He's focused on the task at hand, and this week's task at hand is the Cleveland Browns. As far as the win-loss total, I was asking earlier in the show if you'd be happy with pretty much whatever happens down the stretch here for a team that most of us, at most, had winning 9 or 10 games. I had a couple texts that came in, one that's from the 847. Give me 9-10 before the season. I'd be effing ecstatic. We weren't supposed to be here yet. They are kind of a year ahead of schedule. So I get where you're coming from. Another one from the 847. I expected 8-9 wins, but expectations changed. Look at what Washington did last year, and look at them this year. Nothing in the NFL is guaranteed. That is true. Like, even though everything seems hunky-dory right now, and this is a football team that sitting at 9 wins, and it looks likely that they could finish with at least 10 or 11 or maybe even more, maybe 12 wins, depending on how this season closes out. I know it looks like the arrow is pointing up, and I believe that it is, but things can change in a hurry in this league, and Washington is a perfect example of it. You see teams every year go from the basement to the penthouse and vice versa. So there is something to be said about capitalizing on this season and squeezing all the juice out of the lemon, so to speak, before all is said and done, and getting your best crack at glory and at a Super Bowl, or at least sniffing a Super Bowl in a season where you win 10, 11, 12 games. I get where you're coming from. There are no guarantees that just because this season looks good and they took a huge step forward with Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams' progress this year, that there is another step forward coming next year. Crazier things have happened than the Bears, you know, falling off the map again in 2026. I hate to even say it, but it is a possibility, and that texter brings up a good point. I do think, though, and you tell me, how close do you think this Bears team is to actually being a contender? Like, actually be like where we can legitimately talk Super Bowl here in the city of Chicago? Because I think it's closer than I ever thought it could be here in this season. And I'm not even just talking about the record. I mean, you look at the standings and they speak for themselves. The Bears are in the discussion with you know the elite teams in this league and in this conference. There's only a handful of teams with more wins, not even a handful. There's four teams with more wins than the Chicago Bears have right now. But beyond just the record and the standings, how close do you think this Bears team is to being an actual contender? And I think we found out a lot about that and went a long way in answering that question just in the last couple of weeks. Now, in hindsight, I don't know if the Eagles win carries as much weight as a lot of us thought it would heading into that game in terms of how much weight we put into the game and proving something, making a statement by winning that football game. You look at that Eagles team and where they're at right now, man, and they are spiraling. They are spiraling, and Jalen Hurts does not look like himself. The body language across the board with that football team is bad. There seems to be constant drama with A.J. Brown. They've lost three straight or four straight now. I don't know the exact number, but that's a team that's I'm talking about the Bears, the arrow pointing up on them, arrow pointing down on the Philadelphia Eagles right now. That doesn't mean that they're done. They just won a Super Bowl last year. There's pedigree there. Those guys know how to win football games, and I wouldn't be surprised if they pulled out of this tailspin and made some noise in the postseason and were in the conversation in terms of Super Bowl contenders before all is said and done. The way that they're playing right now, I'm not taking as much out of that game in terms of what it proved to me, what statement it made, as I thought it would heading into that Black Friday game against Philadelphia. But this past week, and I know they lost a game, but this past week, that game against the Packers probably answered more questions to the end of how close are the Bears to being a contender than I even took out of Philadelphia. And that might sound crazy in a loss to say that they made more of a statement and showed me more, proved more in a loss than they did in a win the previous week against a defending Super Bowl champion. But looking at that Packers team right now, they're on the complete opposite end of the spectrum of where the Eagles are right now. The Eagles are probably the worst version of themselves. I think the Packers at this point, and the story could flip just as quickly on them as I just said it could flip with the Philadelphia Eagles. The Packers are the best version of themselves right now. I hate to say it, but the Packers are playing their best football that they've played all year right now. And quite frankly, I'd put them, if we were doing power rankings today, right behind the Los Angeles Rams in terms of the best team in the NFC. And it'd be close. The way that Jordan Love is playing right now is off the charts. And he seems to do this every year in late November and into December. He seems to get hot and start doing some special things out there on the football field. And that defense, led by Micah Parsons, again, they're probably playing their best football right now. And the Bears, look, they got punched in the mouth in the first half of that football game. But there's just a handful of plays that if the Bears execute, we're talking about a completely different outcome. I'll give you four plays, and there's probably a few more than that, but this is literally how close I think the Bears are to being a contender. That if any one of these plays goes differently, they win that game and are already in the discussion of being a Super Bowl contender if they do win that game against the Packers on Saturday night. First of all, if you just capitalize on the early interception by C.J. Gardner-Johnson and turn that into 7 points or even just 3 points, we might be talking about a different football game. If Cairo Santos doesn't botch the quote-unquote dirty kickoff that he attempted there in the fourth quarter and give them great field position, getting the football at the 40-yard line, you're maybe able to hold them to a field goal or no points. The way that defense was playing in the second half and kind of turned things up, and again, different story if that's the case and you don't just hand them great field position at the 40-yard line. If any one of the four guys surrounding Josh Jacobs on that crucial third down run that he made, man, I don't know about you, but at home watching that game and seeing four Bears surround Josh Jacobs in the backfield, I started clapping. I was like, yes, got him. They did. They got him. And he somehow, I didn't even see like a cut or a spin, like he hesitated for a second and then just kind of took off. And three of those Bears that were standing there just ran into each other like Mo, Larry, and Curly. If one of those guys just slows down Josh Jacobs and waits for somebody else to come and help bring him down to the ground. Now, Josh Jacobs, one of the better running backs in this league, he's made plenty of people miss. But if just one of those guys makes the tackle, we're talking about a whole different story. And obviously, on the final play, if Caleb gets that ball off a little bit earlier or just throws a little better of a ball with a little bit more zip on it, not giving Keyshawn Nixon the opportunity to get back on it and make the play that he did. And Ben Johnson has said in interviews since, he was likely going for two after that. Now, whether they convert the two-point conversion or not, I don't know, obviously, because it didn't happen. I don't have those special abilities to see the future or parallel timelines of what could have happened if they do score that touchdown. But any one of those plays the Bears execute, If they capitalize on the early interception, if they don't botch the dirty kickoff, if they tackle Josh Jacobs, if Caleb hits Komet on that final play, I think we might be sitting here talking about a Bears win against, again, like I said, the best version of the Green Bay Packers and one of the better teams in the NFC, and you have a comfortable, more comfortable lead atop the NFC North, and you're still sitting there as the one seed. I think today we have, and if you don't already, maybe you're already there, but I think for sure if they execute any one of those and leave Green Bay with the win on Saturday, we have visions of Super Bowls dancing through our heads as Chicago Bears fans for the last 5 days since that game was played. I'm not quite there yet. I love where they're at, and they've made huge progress, leaps and bounds in progress. I'm not there yet, but I think I would be if they execute any one of those four plays, and we're talking about a win here today. This text came in from the 815. They're an elite pass rusher away. I don't even think it's that. I do think they need to improve the pass rush and just need to improve the defense overall. I think the run defense, as bad as the pass rush has been, I think the run defense, and especially down the stretch here in some cold weather games, and it's supposed to be minus 10 real feel at Soldier Field on Sunday when they take on the Browns. I think as the cold sets in and you're going to be playing some outdoor games, I think the issue with the run defense may be a bigger problem than their pass rush right now. But yeah, an elite pass rusher would go a long way. God, it would have been nice if they had traded for Micah Parsons and not let him go to your arch rival in division. That we'd definitely be talking Super Bowl if Micah Parsons was wearing a Bears uniform right now. There's no doubt about that. How close do you think this Bears team is to legitimately being in the discussion of contender? 312-644-6767. Head out to Garfield's Beverage Warehouse in Norridge tomorrow night from 5:30 to 7 p.m. and meet Layla Rahimi and register for your chance to win a pair of passes to attend Football After Dark with Noah Sewell at Moretti's in Edison Park on December 16th. It's brought to you by Remy Martin, VSOP. This is my city. Again, that's at Garfield's Beverage Warehouse in Norridge tomorrow night from 5:30 to 7 p.m. Read some of your text on that question. How close do you think the Bears are to being a contender right now? But just as I was coming on the air, a couple new Cubs rumors hit the rumor mill as the hot stove heats up and the winter meetings wrap up down in Florida. I'll bring you those and we'll talk some Cubs right after this. Rami Makhlouf with you on Score Evenings on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, and back right after this.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install.
Free design consultation.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yes.
We're reaching out to probably all 29 teams. A lot of it's just talking about needs and just trying to figure out where the matches may be. Obviously, we have a lot of young players that other teams like. We have a lot of guys that are currently on our team that other teams like. And you end up exploring a ton of different concepts, so that, almost every player gets talked about at some point with every team. And that takes a lot of time. And then getting actually to a deal on any of those takes a lot of time. That's happening. And I think the winter meetings is kind of a good impetus to have some of those conversations or start those conversations or kind of renew some of the conversations that might have started in GM meetings. So. That's where a lot of our time is spent right now.
Score Evenings, weeknights 6 till 9.
Rami Makhlouf with you this evening. Ross Tucker, former NFL player, now Odyssey NFL insider. He'll join me to talk some Bears and NFL coming up at 8 o'clock. That was Carter Hawkins, Cubs general manager. A lot of talk. If you listen to Carter Hawkins within the Cubs organization and with other organizations about trades with free agents, but so far no action. So far no action from the Cubs, and the winter meetings wrapped up today down there in Florida, and no major moves from the Chicago Cubs yet this offseason. Now a lot of guys still out there. I felt like it was a more active winter meetings and early offseason than we've seen in a long time, but still, like, four of the top five free agents are sitting out there. But there was a couple of rumors that hit the mill today in the hot stove, in the offseason hot stove. One from our very own Bruce Levine, who told Lawrence Holmes and Matt Spiegel on the Spiegel and Holmes show that Devin Williams, the reliever who signed a $51 million deal with the Mets to go from the Yankees to the Mets just a couple of days ago, his preference, all things being equal, was to sign with the Chicago Cubs. But their offer didn't get to that $51 million that the Mets ponied up for Devin Williams. I don't have a huge problem with that. That's a lot of money for a relief pitcher, and relief pitcher who kind of flamed out at the end of the season in Milwaukee in 2024, and they traded him to the Yankees, and he was solid for them, but $51 million solid, No, I kind of agree with the Cubs on this one to not pony up that kind of money for a guy who had a 4.79 ERA and four blown saves for the Yankees last year. The Mets can have that for $51 million. I'm more than happy to lose that bidding war to the Mets. And he had his worst WHIP short of his rookie season when he first came into the league of 1.13. I think Devin Williams' best days are behind him, I should say. And so I don't have a huge problem with that. And quite frankly, they do need some arms in the bullpen because, like, everybody is a free agent. I don't even know who's left down there because Keller is a free agent. Pomeranz is a free agent. They need arms. They need warm bodies in the bullpen. But as a pitching staff, as a whole pitching staff, I'm not too worried about the Cubs. I know that they keep saying, if you listen to Jed Hoyer, you listen to Carter Hawkins, that pitching is what they're targeting, and you can never have enough pitching. I understand that. But pitching was not the reason that this team came up short last year, and that was even with Justin Steele and Cade Horton being out with injuries. It still wasn't pitching that ended the Cubs season. The pitching was pretty solid throughout the playoffs. They had to get real creative with it in terms of how they ate up the innings, how Craig Counsell used his outgetters, as he likes to say. They had to get real creative with it. But for the most part, you contained those offenses that you faced in the postseason, in the Padres and the Brewers. The problem was, you just couldn't score enough runs. And that's why I got a problem with how they're conducting this offseason and what I'm hearing from the Chicago Cubs. The other rumor that I referenced, I said there were a couple rumors that hit the mill. The other one came from John Heyman, who said that the Cubs and Pete Alonso met last night before he ultimately signed with the Baltimore Orioles. And at first, I think a lot of Cubs fans go, Pete Alonso? I know the Pete Alonso rumors were hot, and a lot of Cubs fans have wanted him over the last couple of off seasons. He was up for trade a couple of years ago, or the rumor mill was saying he was up for trade. And then last year he was a free agent. He signed the one-year deal to stay with the Mets on kind of a prove-it deal before he hit free agency and went to the highest bidder, this year being the Baltimore Orioles. But you think about it, and with the departure, or likely departure, of Kyle Tucker, Pete Alonso slots in perfectly as a DH, and he could play first base here and there when you want to give Michael Busch a day off or Craig Counsell just wants to get creative with the lineup. I think there is a place for Pete Alonso, and so I would have liked to see them close that deal and not get outbid again and get outbid by a team that has no business outbidding you in the Baltimore Orioles. And just in general, I feel like the Cubs, and maybe this is just because they don't want to spend the money, are really downplaying the need for a bat and for offense in this lineup. If Kyle Tucker is gone, that's a huge hole in the middle of this lineup for an offense that already was not good enough in October. And it sounds like, if you hear Craig Counsell tell it here, they're ready for a youth movement in that lineup next year. Here's Craig Counsell at the winter meetings.
We have young players that did contribute, I thought, in a big way. I thought Moises in September, you know, played like he gave us the offensive production of Tucker, essentially, in the month of September. And between him and Owen, who was unfortunately hurt for most of that month, those are two important players as we sit right now.
He's talking about Moises Ballesteros, who I like, man, and Owen Casey. But, A, to say he gave you Kyle Tucker type of production, that's an overstatement if I've ever heard one. The on-base percentage was there. The contact rate is obviously there. And I think it's a bright future for Ballesteros. I think it's a bright future for Owen Casey. But last year you took a big step forward as an organization from being a non-contender to getting yourself in the playoffs, winning a playoff series, being a couple runs away from an NLCS. And now you're telling me you're going with a youth movement to replace one of the best bats and the top free agent out there on the free agent market? I know you got to develop your own young players, and you got to find playing time for them. You got to find the at-bats for them, for guys like Casey and Ballesteros. I get that. But it's just, it's a tough pill for me to swallow to think that you're going to go from Kyle Tucker to a couple of rookies trying to fill that gap and what that does to the rest of this lineup. I don't think it's a coincidence that when Kyle Tucker went cold and then was injured in the second half of the season, that PCA dropped off, that Saya dropped off, that whole offense was less productive than what we saw leading up to the All-Star game, where they were one of the best offenses in the league. And I'm not saying you got to necessarily bring Kyle Tucker back, but you should be in the conversation. You should be in the conversation. It seems like a foregone conclusion at this point that guy's going to sign somewhere else. But if it's not going to be Tucker, it's got to be Bregman, or it could have been Pete Alonso or Cody Bellinger. I need a proven bat in the middle of that lineup that changes the way that a pitcher approaches the rest of that lineup. And then let Craig Counsell get creative in how he's going to find the at-bats and the playing time for Owen Casey and for Ballesteros. You got to do that. But do that while you're doing your very best to contend and win a World Series. They're not. There's no reason the Cubs shouldn't be top five in payroll every year, and certainly in years where it's a go-for-it year. And after you won 93 games and won a playoff series and came a couple runs away from an NLCS, it should be a go-for-it year. And if the Dodgers, the Mets, the Yankees outspend you, okay. You couldn't outbid the Philadelphia Phillies for a Kyle Schwarber. The Blue Jays are outspending you. The Astros, the Rangers are outspending you. The Padres, there's no excuse for that, man. This is Chicago. This is the number three market in the country. And the Ricketts are pretty rich. Breaking news. They got money. Spend it. Stop acting like a mid-market baseball team and stop trying to sell me on a youth movement in what should be a go-for-it year where you're trying to win a World Series. Those guys are good. I think they have bright futures. I want to see them get developed while you're trying your best to win. We'll see if they do. We shall see. We got to hit a quick break. We'll get back to some Bears talk. Ross Tucker, former NFL player, now Odyssey NFL insider. He'll join me, Rami Makhlouf, on Score Evenings right after this on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.